Preservationists in Wisconsin are trying to save some architectural military history. A recent report by the National Trust for Historic Preservation says the Veterans Administration has been opting to build new facilities instead of renovating the historic buildings it already owns. VA officials say their primary mission is to provide world-class care at the best price, and that's easier to do in new buildings. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Latoya Dennis brings us this story.
I'm standing in front of Old Main. It's part of Milwaukee's Soldiers' Home. This place was critical 150 years ago for disabled vets returning from the Civil War. They lived here, they ate here, they worshipped here. But these days, this place is empty. No trespassing signs are posted on a barbed wire fence that surrounds the building. And there's this black net on a portion of the front of the building that looks like it's supposed to keep pieces of it from falling.
There's concern for the future of this building because it is so iconic.
That's Megan Daniels with the Milwaukee Preservation Alliance.
There are so many wonderful veteran service organizations and various other things that could be put here, and I think it would really just be wonderful to see it kind of go back to that original use.
Veteran affairs officials have long faced criticism for embracing new buildings instead of rehabbing historic ones the VA already owns. But they argue their goal is to render top-notch health care, and to do that, new facilities are often needed. In April of last year, Milwaukee's VA opened a newly constructed spinal cord injury clinic. VA official Gary Kunich says while restoring historic buildings is important, it often just comes down to money.
Old Main alone, I've heard $20 million to $80 million to bring it up to modern standards there. The Spinal Cord Injury Center was built from the ground up state-of-the-art facility for $27.5 million.
Jenny Buttenborg is a field official with the National Trust for Historic Preservation. She says new construction isn't always cheaper.
Here in Hot Springs, South Dakota, at the Battle Mountain Sanitarium, we had hired a preservation architect to come out to see what the cost of rehabilitation would be here versus the new construction in Rapid City, South Dakota, and the costs were about 30% less than the new construction.
Between 2004 and 2012, the VA disposed of 900 buildings. As of today, it plans to demolish or deconstruct 535 more in the next 4 years. Still, preservationists vow to continue fighting to get the VA to rehab historic buildings instead of allowing them to sit vacant for years on end. For NPR News, I'm Latoya Dennis in Milwaukee.